This is Jed Disler, and welcome to The Piano Maven, your friendly podcast guide to piano recordings. A few years ago, somebody gave my pianist friend Jerry Kuderna a disc that had music of J.S. Bach played on a vintage Steinway piano dating from around 1910. It was a small instrument that had a slightly nasal timbre, but there was a real clarity and distinction between all of the registers, or let's say in each register. And the pianist was a French musician who I had never heard of, whose name was Françoise Chaffiot. She was born in 1942, and she studied with both Yvon Lefebvre and with Alfred Cortot. And she is very active these days, giving master classes. Anyway, Jerry had called me up to say, I just discovered this wonderful Bach player and I would love to play this for you. So I said, sure. So the next time I was out in the Bay Area, he put on the disc and he told me just to listen. And he didn't tell me who was playing, but he just wanted me to listen without asking who was playing. I was completely mesmerized by this performance of the A minor prelude and fugue of Bach for organ in the Franz Liszt transcription. I was impressed by the naturalness of the phrasing and how this pianist was trying to get the maximum expressive and coloristic potential out of this piano's peculiar tonal characteristics. The prelude was grand, but the fugue was relatively relaxed and held back. And then I heard the B-flat minor prelude and fugue from The Well-Tempered Clavier Book 1. And the slow tempo for the prelude didn't sound ponderous or ceremonial as it often can be, but the music simply flowed in the hands of this pianist. And there were very subtle shifts in balance between the hands to clarify the lines. And these words apply also to the C major prelude and fugue from Book 1. Actually, the fugue in C major had almost an ethereal deliberation that was quite haunting, and I really loved it. Anyway, after I was listening for a while, Jerry told me that this pianist was Françoise Chaffiot, and he let me look at the cover, and I kept listening to the disc, and I kept loving every bit of it. For example, the combination of Bach's French Suite, No. 5 in G major, this particular instrument, and the pianist's imaginative fingerwork made for an ideal trifecta. She finds the right balance in this suite between sustained and detached phrasings, and her ornamentation is just delicious and totally appropriate, not too much and not too little. Often when you hear the E minor toccata, that concluding fugue can sound very notey and it can sound like it's going on forever and ever. But there's a lot of internal shaping in this performance that manages to hold your attention. Maybe I would have wanted more improvisatory ardor in the chromatic fantasy than what Françoise Chaffiot gives us. But the understated eloquence of her phrasing in the Bach-Busoni Nun kommt der Heidenheiland and in the Myra Hess transcription of Jesu Joy of Man's Desiring gives the impression of the music unfolding on its own without having an interpreter's interface. This disc, by the way, was released in two editions. It came out on the Sirius label, that's Syrius. It had the catalog number SYR14339, but it also was released on the Parnassi label with a catalog number PAR59. So you can look for it in both of these incarnations. You will see that I have provided a link to an episode from my weekly radio show, Between the Keys, where I devoted the entire hour to recordings by Françoise Chaffiot. And I've also posted a link to the pianist's website, so you can hear for yourself just what a special and personal musician and pianist she is. By the way, Françoise Chaffiot and I were going to play four hands in concert this past year. The concert had to be put off, but I do hope that we will collaborate in the future. I really hope that we do, because I know that I would learn an enormous amount from her. And I've already learned a lot from exploring her artistry on disc, and I hope you will as well. This is Jed Disler, and you've been listening to The Piano Maven, your friendly podcast guide to piano recordings. Thank you for joining me, and I look forward to being with you next time.